The former BC Conservative candidate for Kelowna Mission is firing back at the party that fired her. In a statement on X, August 9, the party stated that Alexandra Wright was removed from the ballot after a decision made the day prior. This decision was made after careful consideration of various factors related to campaign performance and conduct, the Post read. In a statement provided to Black Press Media, Wright said her removal was a bit of a surprise, but that party leader John Rusted approached her 3 weeks ago wanting to replace her with another candidate. I presume when I declined, the party decided I was a liability, Wright's statement said. I was told that I was being fired for performance and conduct, but the party did not give me any examples, nor did they ever tell me I was failing. Wright's statement also said the party mentioned her activism regarding the Sandher fruit packer issue, and advised that someone at Sandher wanted her removed from the riding. My introduction to the lovely world of politics. I am trying to pull the knife out of my back at present. Wright owns Sweet Cherry Stables, which is located down Old Vernon Road from Sandher Fruit Packers. During a town hall forum at Wright's equestrian riding arena in March, attended by about 80 residents, she spoke about the potential negative impact of Sandher's permit application, which seeks permission to continue discharging effluent from its facility into an on-site storm system. In April, the company released a statement confirming it had been accessed a further administration penalty from the province, reported to be $78,368, over effluent discharge concerns. While we accept the administrative penalty, we wish to once again reiterate that the limited water discharged in the past was used only to wash apples and cherries, has been tested, and poses no risk to public health or the environment, the statement said. On August 2, the city of Kelowna announced an agreement with Sandher to accept wastewater discharge. It was an effort to support Okanagan fruit growers get their produce to market following a July 26 announcement by the BC Tree Fruits Cooperative that it would stop accepting produce and wind up operations. Black Press Media has contacted Rusted for comment on Wright's statement.